There's one more thing. Turn over to Romans chapter 5. There's one other point that I today, because I saw something this morning. You know, you have to rightly divide the Bible. Sometimes you can know something but not put it in the right place. Romans chapter 5, verse 1, let's just start there for a minute. It says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. Glory be to God. We have peace with God. We have peace with God. We have peace with God. Too many people are looking just for peace with other men. We have peace with God, or peace with religion. We have peace with God. Why? Because we've been justified. That means declared righteous. The result of justification is declared righteous. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to quickly read these first 9 verses. I want to get to verse 9. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. If you don't have the grace, you're not going to stand. Having done all to stand, stand. Well, you got to have some grace to stand. Be strong in the Lord, power of His might. We stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also. Knowing. See, you got to know something to glory in tribulation. Amen? You got to know something. You got to know it's going to work for your good. I went through 8 weeks of basic training, and as I mentioned last week, I discovered I was in much better physical condition than I'd ever imagined. I had never, before I went in the Army, found the need to run a mile. No need for that. We make cars for that. But the first day in the Army, you got to run a mile. And there were some people that could do it, had been athletes in high school. I wasn't one of them. I worked. Now, I was stronger than most of them. But this one guy who was in great shape, played baseball and all of his life, still played baseball, you know, into his 50s. We went from Fort Campbell, Kentucky to Fort McClellan, Alabama. And whether you know it or not, there are mountains in Alabama. And the first day there, we went on a 5-mile forced march, full pack and rifle. I turned to him and I said, I thought I was in good shape. See, the altitude makes a difference. And he said, I thought I was in good shape. He was struggling too. But you see, we knew that it would eventually work together for our good, because we both went to the mountains in Vietnam. And I saw people who must not have been trained in the mountains, because they fell out going up the mountains. So tribulation is going to work something good. Don't run from it. Don't let it run over you. Glory in it. Oh, that makes the devil mad. Laugh at the devil. Not only this, but we glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation works patience, perseverance, steadfastness. Works steadfastness, experience. That means proof. You prove this works. If you turn and run away every time there's an attack of the devil and you run to the world, guess what? You don't prove nothing but that you can run. You don't get any experience of defeating the devil. Come on. If you'll stand, guess what? He'll run. And steadfastness, experience, and experience hope, and hope makes not ashamed, because the love of God's been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would dare to die. But God commended His love towards us in that we were yet sinners. Christ died for us. Now here's what I want to see. Verse 9 says, much more than. How much more? How much? Maybe, you know. No, much more. Much more. If Christ died for our sins, do you think He's going to abandon you? God sent His only begotten Son to die for you when you were still an enemy. How much more now that you're reconciled, now that His Spirit is in you, now that you're in the family of God? Amen? How much more? How much more what? How much more shall we be saved, delivered from the wrath to come? How much more? Much more than having been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Not we might be saved. It's not if we're smart enough. You see, the Bible says that when we see the last days coming upon us, that we should exhort one another, that we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. So we're talking about the wrath. We're talking about the last 3.5 years of the period called the Great Tribulation. So it says, much more than having been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath, the wrath of God which is poured out in the last 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation. We shall be saved from wrath through him. Not we might be saved. Not if we're smart enough to make it through. Not if we hide out. Not if our survival skills are good enough. We shall be. But notice it's through him. It's not through our skills, not through our cunning. The only one that can save you from the wrath of God is God. But to be saved from the wrath of God, you've got to first be saved from the other too, or you're not going to be there. We are certainly, the Bible says, that we ought to recognize the signs of the times. And we can see that day approaching, can't we? We can see the day, the last days approaching. Now, we are all aware that the key to the last days is not in North America or in Europe. The last days, it's like this year, I think the Final Four is played in Indianapolis. There's no use looking to Des Moines, you'll miss it. There's no use looking to New York, you'll miss it. The Final Four is being played in the Middle East. Amen? The Battle of Armageddon is in the Valley of Armageddon. And that's over there. It ain't over here. Now, certainly these things affect the whole world. But they're not going to take place here. They're going to take place there. Now, as we all know, Israel is the key. And not just Israel, Jerusalem. Nobody cares about Tel Aviv. Meaningless. They all want Jerusalem. God placed his flag in Jerusalem. And he said, this is my land. And he had David buy that spot. And so the devil would like Jerusalem. And the devil's men want Jerusalem. Now they didn't want it until God went to reclaim it. Kind of like a dog and a bone, you know. And of course, we see for the first time, you know, we were the first nation to recognize Israel as a nation. At 12:01 a.m., I believe it was May 20th, 1948, we accepted Israel declaration that they were a nation. But the day before, see, they were a British protectorate, and they made life so miserable for the British, they pulled out. And Israel declared themselves a nation, and by morning, I can't remember if it was 5 or 7 Arab nations attacked them. And it wasn't America that won that battle. It was God. And we're all worried today about America abandoning Israel. But I'm going to tell you something. The Lord spoke to me this morning. God never intended Israel to depend on anybody but him. God doesn't want Israel dependent upon us. He didn't want Israel dependent upon Egypt. He didn't want Israel dependent upon Babylon. He doesn't want Israel dependent upon anybody. That's biblical. I never thought of that till this morning sitting here. The Lord said to me, it's not my plan for America to protect Israel. It's my plan for me to protect Israel, for Israel to come to depend on me. That's always been God's plan. In fact, God punished them for depending on Egypt. So yes, it's not good that America is abandoning Israel, but Israel's not dependent on us. In fact, they're better off dependent on God. Why? Because we're not dependable. No matter who's in the White House, we're not God. God's dependable. So, that doesn't mean that we rejoice, but it means Quit worrying and start praying for the peace, the salvation of Jerusalem. It's up to God and them. And God's well able. And as long as they're in our backpack, they'll never turn to God. Amen? I'm just telling you what the Lord said to me this morning. Came as a revelation to me. Even though you all agree because it's in the Bible. But we sometimes 2 + 2 = 3.5. But it don't, it equals 4. Amen? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for your great love. We thank you, Father, that you are well able to take that which has been committed unto you. And so, Father, we thank you that Israel will draw close to you in Jesus' name. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.